The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Matt is here. Matt, how you doing this morning?
I'm good, Bill. I got to tell you, I'm a little frustrated.
Hey, could you back away from your phone just a little bit? Just want to get the distortion down, okay? We're gonna get you that new iPhone or whatever it is some point, but just not today.
Anyway, so I'm really disappointed with the fascination people are having with this Epstein list. When I look at everything that's on the line here, and the short period of time that we have to get things done to turn around 100 years of bureaucracy, I just don't get it. I mean, it's on every news channel. You know, everybody's talking about it. I don't really care about the people who were on that list. I care about the victims. And if there's victims and they've got proof there that these people can be prosecuted, that's when I want to hear about the list. When you've indicted, you know, these 50 or 60 guys or whatever, that's when I want to hear about it. Until then, they got to get some other stuff done here. The FBI is too busy to be messing with this stuff unless they're going after the perpetrators in a legal way. Outside of that, I don't understand the fascination.
I think the fascination with it, honestly, Matt. Now, for me, I've only looked at this and been kind of curious about it, because the way I tend to look at it is that the system is very good about protecting its own, and this would also include the parade of perverts allegedly on the Epstein list. Okay, and let's be honest. I think what people have been looking for, and why they're disappointed with what was released yesterday, is because there's a baying for blood within the culture, and I understand why they're baying for blood, because for years, many of the people who have probably been the parade of perverts, allegedly, you know, abusing people and going off to their little sexcapades on the Epstein Island and all the rest of it, and abusing these young women or young boys, as the case might be, still have respectable positions within society. And I think that there is a desire to want to tear that down, even if it may be unfair, because just going to Epstein's Island did not mean that you were a pervert. But there were certainly arguably a lot of perverts who did go. Okay, maybe that's what's going on, right?
Yeah, like I said, though, here's when I want the list. You know that sheriff who's in Florida, and when he busts a bunch of drug dealers or pedophiles, mm-hmm. and he goes up there and shows one picture after the other and goes through that, that's when I want to see the list. Until then, I don't care.
So in this case, instead of Pam Bondi worrying about getting a list out there, get the full list from Cash Patel and put some people on tasking prosecutions if there's something actionable, right?
Yes, one by one. So, okay. Hey, we have this guy, we have, you know, 15 accusers. We're indicting them. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Then go after them. Because I got to tell you, breaking down the bureaucracy is more important to me than immigration. It's more important to me than anything else, because that is a huge job. And I know it looks ugly right now, but when you're trying to tear something down, it's been there for 100 years and you've got 2 years to do it. It's a complete restructuring of the government. And I think Holman and DHS, I think they can all handle the immigration issue, but this Epstein fascination to me,
you just look at it as a distraction, right?
Yes, I look at it as a legal matter. When you're busting people, then get back to me. That's when I want to see you on TV. Until then, I want to hear about it.
You know, and let me just be fair on the other people's fascination with it, because I don't have the fascination with it that they do, but I understand why they do. Is that, let's also be honest amongst ourselves. The Epstein list, I would almost, dollars to donuts, guarantee, I would almost bet a year's salary that these were basically Five Eyes government honeypot intelligence operations. And that's another part of the bureaucracy that needed broken down. And I think that may be another reason why people are so fascinated with this.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I want to hear about it. When you're beginning to indict people, that's when I want to hear about it.
All right. Good call. Always appreciate your thinking there, Matt. 7 minutes after 8, and We're going to hold the calls here for a little bit, and I can't wait to have this conversation with Joe Henry. We're going to talk about Joe Henry and Franklin and one man's travel with his son. And, of course, Franklin still calls me, you know, all the time. But now, Joe, what day is this? It's I know I didn't say we were going to put you on right away, but we got a few minutes yet. But today's a special day.
Yeah, it's International Rare Disease Day.
International Rare Disease Day. And apparently your son could be like 1 in 8.5 billion, right?
Yeah, he's 1 of 8.5 billion. The disorder that he has, there's probably 50 people in the world, but his specific genetic change, he's the only one in the world with it.
And we're going to talk with Joe about what Franklin reportedly has and how the research may be helping other people over time. And I think that's very important, why it's important to look at these kind of folks. All right. That'll be coming up here after news. Quick touch on the news. We have the Kim Commando Digital Update. Joe Henry joins me after that. Should be great talk. It's 14 after 8. Today is International Rare Disease Day. And there's an individual who lives here in Southern Oregon who has some of the rarest of diseases. And a lot of people know this man, this young man, Franklin Henry. And in studio, I have his father, Joe Henry, who is in studio with me. How you doing, Joe?
Very good. And thank you, Bill, for having me on your show. I almost said my show. But
now it's your show now, right now.
Yeah, right now. But I'll tell you, one thing that I'd say is if people aren't buying time spots with you, they should, because it's a dying industry. You know, my late father, Hank Henry, worked for KMED 60 years ago, and, you know, radio and television ruled the world. And now with the internet, the amount of money that can come in from any one thing is less than it used to be. So God bless you, Bill, because you're like the last man standing.
I'm a last Mohican here,
right,
in Southern Oregon.
And, you know, as you know, Buffy over at the Rogue Valley Times did a story, and she's the last person standing over there. So if people aren't buying time from those two places, they should, because if you want to still see local interest and local stories going, someone's got to pay the bills. So hopefully people will support you.
Well, and we are, you know, supported well. We always appreciate that. But of course, like Joe says, we can always use more. You know, we're not going to turn down. We're not going to turn this down, all right? And the funny thing is, I'm a big fan of Buffy Pollock over at RV Times. I was a fan of hers when she was at the Mail Tribune, you know, prior to that too. And she wrote a great story, you know, about Franklin. And I wanted to kind of, and I knew that this story is coming, I wanted to talk with you about this. And Franklin, your son, how old is Franklin?
He's 28, believe it or not. He still looks like he's 15 half the time,
yeah,
but
he does.
28.
He looks amazingly young, I know. Of course, it's stress-free. I think that's what it is. It's stress-free. But he is an individual that that I was first introduced to, I want to say maybe 10, 12 years ago, maybe even longer. I don't know. And I would get these calls from Franklin. It says, "Hi, Bill, this is Franklin." And then, you know, and he would talk with me about there's a new store in town or something. And I didn't know who he was. And I ended up finding out over time, talking to my colleagues. And he's a young man who has a genetic, it's a mutation of some sort, which is being researched quite heavily in the medical and scientific community, right?
It is. And I was looking at my notes, and it's almost 2 years to the day that I was on your talk show talking about Franklin, and I've learned so much. So what Franklin has is he has a thing called NR4A2-related syndrome. But each one of us we're given at birth two copies of a gene for redundancy. But almost all of those genes, if one of your copies is screwed up, the other one's is strong enough to take over.
And in this case,
it doesn't.
The backup gene doesn't take over.
Take over. And so this particular gene makes a protein called NR1, and that protein is thought to regulate a lot of things, including dopamine. So it's also related to Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, and some thoughts, ALS. And so the reason why this gene is so well studied is they've found, like, in multiple sclerosis, women, when they're pregnant, they tend to have their multiple sclerosis goes into remission. And when they start doing studying, they see that the protein that's made by Franklin's gene is up at a higher level, and they think that's causing it to be neuroprotective.
Yeah, protects the mother.
the mother during the time while she's pregnant. So there's actually in trials right now a new drug to raise those levels. But in science, they have mouse models, zebrafish models, rat models of diseases. They recently actually in Italy made a model of what's going on with Franklin. I jokingly said that mouse is trying to call Bill Meyer as we speak.
Just about every day. I haven't heard from Franklin for a few days.
No, it sort of revolves on people, too. Back when he was younger, people used to call us up and have us block Franklin the ability. AT&T used to have a thing for parents where he could block numbers. And so we used to block numbers when people get frustrated with Franklin. But more than once, people called us back and asked us to unblock it because they started missing him calling all the time.
He would call media people, people mentioned in the news. I mean, all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And I guess he would come, he comes off to people as like a form of autism. Would that be fair?
Yeah. And what's strange is he still meets the criteria for autism in the Diagnostical Statistical Manual of Psychiatric Disorders. There is no caveat if it can be explained by a different disorder. But what's really strange is with Tourette's, you cannot have Tourette's and an explanation for it. But for autism, you can have autism even though you have an explanation for it. And so in Buffy Pollock's story is where it says, doctor called it Franklin Henry syndrome. We once flew, I and my wife, down to L.A. and went to the City of Hope, saw the world's expert on Tourette syndrome. And he said, he's most definitely got Tourette's. And this is the guy who wrote the Bible of Tourette's.
Uh-huh.
Later on, we were at Oregon Health Sciences University, and the doctor up there says, he most definitely does not have Tourette's.
So you're taking you've been taking Franklin to various specialists for years trying to get this decoded.
Yeah, and
right?
And Franklin's biological samples have been around the world more than once because technology's changed. So anyways, but the guy at Oregon Health Sciences University says, definitely cannot have Tourette's. And I said, why not? And he goes, he has a different syndrome. And I go, what syndrome is that? And he goes, Franklin Henry syndrome. He goes, I can tell you, this is not autism. This is not Tourette's. He has something going else on, but no one knows what it is yet. Then genetics caught up with it and figured it out like 20 years later after that doctor said,
Franklin Henry syndrome. Joe, this is, and I found this very interesting, especially now I do have a dog in this fight. My father died from Parkinson's disease, right? And I would not wish that disease on anyone that I loved or even someone I didn't like. It was horrible to, you know, to witness. And when I see and read that in Buffy's story and in talking with you, that a lot of what's that happened to Franklin, they're researching this to possibly fight these other neurodegenerative diseases with the knowledge that we're getting from Franklin. This is a big deal.
Well, I think you understand this, Bill, and a lot of people do. The world goes around by money. We can all say we're altruistic, but altruistic doesn't pay the bills. And so where I and this group of families that have kids with this disorder, no one is, no pharma, no big pharma, no research place is going to really spend money on less than 100 people. But through this, learning more and more about this gene that helps out the bigger picture, we're going to end up riding on the coattails of that. Because if you could come up with a drug to stop Parkinson's in the tracks or multiple sclerosis
or Alzheimer's, yeah.
Can you imagine how many dollars are sitting there?
Yeah, certainly. And that would be that would be a wonderful boon to humanity. I think of even just the incredible expenses people who are having to spend all their money right now for memory care centers and various other ways of treating people who end up having these diseases. And gosh, if you didn't have to do that, that would be a wonderful thing for humanity, really.
What's sort of interesting is I and my wife saw some of the Parkinson's stuff in Franklin long before this gene was discovered. Franklin has what's called palilalia. And palilalia is like echolalia, but it's repeating one's own thoughts over and over again.
Oh.
So both with Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, if one of your older relative starts telling you the same thing multiple times.
My father started doing that in phone conversations. I remember that,
right.
Back before he was diagnosed.
Right, and that's the earliest sign. One of the other signs is the loss of smell in Parkinson's. People start losing their smell. And so we noticed the palilalia with Franklin, and some of the cases of NR4A2 end up developing early onset form of Parkinson's. I can't say if that's going to happen with Franklin, and we actually like to call it a disorder instead of a disease, because the disease sounds like, you know, everything's going to fall apart. And
that's not what's happening with Franklin.
No, we have noticed, though, he used to could go up and down stairs, and his ability to do that has went way downhill. But then it could be an autistic trait where he just woke up one morning and decided he didn't like the staircase. I don't know. I mean, we spent a lot of money, went to a lot of doctors, and at the end of the day, they go, well, we really don't know.
Yeah. With Franklin, what is the level of your ability as parents to communicate with him and get larger concepts? Is there a way to judge that somehow?
Well, Franklin's expressive language is a lot more poorer than his receptive language, because I clearly know that he understands everything that he hears. But if you've had a conversation with him, it's pretty much not bi-directional. It's one direction,
right.
And it's hard to get anything out of him.
In fact, I've noticed if I ask him too many questions, he hangs up.
Yeah, and that's actually anybody who's listening who gets too many calls from him, just start asking him questions, and then he'll end the conversation.
But I was actually interested in getting an answer to some of it, but then I found out, if I ask too many questions, then he hangs up on me, But what is he? Is he function? What would you say his intellectual function level is? If you were to put a grade on it, I don't know.
Well, so if you can. I think we all saw the movie Forrest Gump, mm-hmm. and if you Google it, I think Forrest Gump had an IQ of 75 mm-hmm. in the movie. Franklin's IQ tested out at 55.
Okay.
But what's interesting is when they were doing it, they asked him some questions. One of the questions is, "Tell us some things that are green." He says, "A Prius, a Nest thermostat, and solar panels." They can't help you out on an IQ test. So they wrote, dumb as a brick, because he didn't say grass. And then another time they were doing this testing, and they were doing word association, and they said the word occupy, he yells out at the top of his lungs, Wall Street.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So it's like a word association.
Right. Right? And all of those.
Because he would hear this in news.
Right.
I would
imagine. Because he follows the news more than anybody else. I mean, Franklin watches all the Jackson County Commissioner meetings online, all of the Medford City Council meetings online. I think maybe some school board meetings online. He's up on everybody's gig of what's going on. He knows all of the county council, city council. The lawyers for the city, for the county.
You know, it's so funny, Joe, because I was talking about the airport authority, the Jackson County Airport, and saying, they want to expand. Maybe I should talk to the head. And then Franklin emailed me.
He emailed me
the name and the contact information of the Jackson County official. It just cracked me up.
Well, because of that sort of autistic and perseverative thing, when Cracker Barrel came into town, Franklin discovered who the interior decorator was, and he found the guy's phone number online, called his house on a Sunday, and got a hold of the guy's wife and started deposing her, which sort of frightened the guy who was the interior decorator for Cracker Barrel of why some guy's calling me in, North Carolina on a Sunday asking me about what's going to be inside the Medford Cracker Barrel.
But if you ever get a call from Franklin, believe me, harmless, okay? Nothing to worry about there, really.
Yeah, okay. But, that's part of the reason, too, why I'm going on these shows is for opening his world up. Because I think every one of us, I don't think there's a listener on the radio right now who doesn't know someone with Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, or MS. And the fact that my son is helping contribute to the research of those things sort of makes it easier on the 15th time that he's called you about your new business and who's doing the training, or whatever the question of the day is.
Has there been any discussion with any of the doctors that might say that there could be a biological, I don't even know what the term would be, a genetic therapy to perhaps repair what has already occurred to Franklin over the years, or is it something that what has been broken can't be fixed? Do we know?
So on that, there's two different answers for that. So okay. I think, you know, you're familiar with the story of Lorenzo's oil, where the mom came up with an oil that treated her child. So if you're a parent and you're of the school that there's something wrong that needs to be fixed, then you are going to be more pushing for that. I really don't want to fix anything on Franklin. Does that make sense?
No, it's all right. But that's why I wanted to ask, though. Okay.
But it does exist. And so UCLA, what they're doing with, so I should back up and tell you all the studies that are going on. Since we last spoke, the Eagles Autism Foundation, the same ones who won the Super Bowl, donated $6.2 million to a group of people. And one of the persons who got the money was for researching what's going on with Franklin. A little aside there, part of that money was cookie bakes by Kelsey, Donna Kelsey, who's Taylor Swift's future mother-in-law,
baked
cookies. So you know, the Taylor Swift-Franklin connection for people who are into Taylor Swift.
Has he been calling Taylor Swift?
No.
Okay.
I don't think that's probably on his top list of things. But it's funny how these things go in and out there. So a gal named Lucy's working on her PhD at the University of Iowa, and she's doing studies on it. Franklin's blood was turned into a thing called induced pluripotent stem cells, where they can make NR4A2 cells, and then they can put different things on it to see what happens. So they're doing that. Then his cells are also going to be shared with a group in Denmark. And also the University of Miami is taking cells from a group of people who also have the same disorder of Franklin to look what they can do to treat Franklin and people with all those other disorders that I just mentioned. So there's a thing called CRISPR where they can send a bacteria into your body with the missing part of a gene and fix it. And those do exist. But also, I'm enough of a reader to see some of the earliest people that they tried genetic testing like that on.
Genetic therapy of
therapy, sorts. Yeah. And people have died. Do you want to be the first toe in the pool on something like that? But let's say, if your dad had Parkinson's and he's starting to go downhill and they said, hey, we have a gene therapy that we think that could reverse it or fix this, you might just sign up for it.
Yeah, I could understand that. You know, if you have nothing to lose, right, that kind of thing.
Right.
You know, you're dying. And
right. So my take on it for myself is two parts. One is Franklin does have a lot of anxiety. So if someone could figure out the anxiety part for him, that would be nice because sometimes he gets overly ramped up. But what a legacy both Franklin and I will have is that, sometimes people look less at the people who are disabled. I mean, if you look at eugenics in the past where they wanted to get rid of the odd person out to make our society.
Or the defectives, the useless eaters, I think was a term.
Right, back in the Hitler days. And then, like I said, my son might come up with a cure for Hitler because Hitler thought to have Parkinson's. And what if my son solves the Parkinson's riddle that would solve a problem that Hitler had?
Well, I would look at some of the old, videos of Hitler, or films, I would say, and you could start to see some of the tremor that would come in.
Right. There's actually two published books that say he had Parkinson's. But also, though, is the Medford connection in Hitler, because we're known as Methford.
Methford.
Okay. Because of methamphetamine. And it's pretty well documented that Hitler took a lot of methamphetamine, which could also explain the handshake. So, you know, the jury's out on that one.
Okay. And we can't exactly interview him today to ask. So, but anyway, I really appreciate you sharing some of the story. You know, when it comes to to parents who have a child like Franklin, and of course, he's a relatively young adult child at this point. Is there assistance available from government to kind of help work this, or are you just kind of out on your own on these kind of things? How does that actually work for a family?
Oregon's actually one of the best states in the United States to have an adult disabled child.
Really?
So under the Social Security Administration, if someone has a disability that is identified under the age of 22, then through the rest of their life, they'll be known as an adult disabled child. So Oregon has a thing called the K plan, where they have an agreement with Social Security to allow people to have caregivers, personal support workers. Because if you Google it and you start looking into it, to have someone in a group home who has autism, the cost to the state is about $140,000 a year to put someone in a group home.
Man, That's a lot of money in any state.
In any state. And then, though, is you have to say group homes are good, and you could have to say that foster care is good and things like that. But there's the IRS has what's called difficulty of care. If you take a foster child into your house, or if you have a disabled adult in your house, the money that you get paid through Medicaid is tax-free. So there are advantages to keep these kids in the homes, savings to the taxpayer, and a better life for the kids.
I would imagine that the kids, the adult children then, who are disabled like Franklin, then are much more comfortable in their home environment, and it's less expensive for the state, the government, the taxpayers then.
And also, I think it's better for the kids. Like, what's funny is Franklin has a hard time with disabled people.
Really?
Yeah, if you ask him.
It's kind of an irony there.
Yeah, if you ask him, he'd tell you he's not disabled. And then the other thing I think is that disabled people tend to not be consistent. And so even though Franklin will do something odd out of the blue, a disabled person's more apt to do it, especially if they're neurodivergent, which can sometimes there's no predictability for Franklin. And mm-hmm. so I think that if you're in that situation, it doesn't always work out the best. When Franklin was young, we had him in a special ed self-contained classroom, but before Franklin could speak that well, if little Johnny in his classroom got frustrated and threw down things and broke things because that was the way little Johnny helped himself through whatever was bothering him, Franklin would think that's the normal thing to do when he got home.
Oh.
So albeit that special ed classrooms are wonderful, sometimes they can bring those behaviors back home again. I sort of liken it living in the country and letting your dog run around all day to get hit with a skunk, and then you spend the whole evening trying to clean the skunk off.
Okay. So needless to say, the focus on keeping him in a supportive home environment worked a lot better.
It did. Okay. It did. So, I mean, different states are different ways on different things. A lot of times in life, no one tells you how everything works. You only get little pieces, you know. I think that once someone can't bill you for what they're telling you, then they don't always talk to each other. The other thing that I think gets away in so many things is HIPAA. In other words, you know, there's Hillary Clinton used it, but I think it's an African proverb. It takes a village to raise a child. Well, the problem is that village has got so many restrictions that there could be a parent going through the same thing that you went through, but school districts, other people might not share your name because they're already...
And they won't tell you anything. And all of a sudden, your child is 15 years old and you're told by the state that you're not qualified to know.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Well, here's another funny one. When you go to get guardianship on your own child, you have to go through a court proceeding and you have to have a court visitor come over to your house to decide if you're competent to raise your own child after they're 18.
Boy, something sounds a little wrong there.
And what's funny is when the court visitor was at our house, she asked Franklin, a friend goes, why are you here? And she goes, I'm here, you know, to make sure that once you're 18, that you have a safety net. And she kept using the word safety net. So the lady leaves. After she leaves, Franklin goes and grabs my wife's iPad and hands it to my wife, Karen, and says, and Karen goes, what's this for? And he goes, I want you to go to Amazon and get me a safety net. So you know, I mean,
once again, there goes your dog running around all day, then bringing back and getting hit with a skunk, right?
In this case,
getting hit by a skunk from a social worker.
Well, and sometimes neurodivergent people see the world totally different than we do, but then sometimes they figure out things because they're not looking at things the same way we do.
I really appreciate you having shared some of the story. Like I said, you could probably fill a 3 hours. Show some morning here, Joe, but I really appreciate you sharing the story about Franklin. I think Franklin's story needs to be better known, and I would highly recommend getting today's or just on Rogue Valley Times. Doctor who called it Franklin Henry Syndrome was onto something, and Buffy did a great job because she's writing about the human conversation, like what you and I have been having about it, but also having to bring in the technical too. So trying to, you know, balance between that is, I think she did a good job on it.
Other nice thing is with the Rogue Valley Time right at the moment, they switched the way they're doing things. So nothing's behind a firewall.
Yeah. You can just check it out right now.
Right now. And I mean, there's some pop-up ads there. The other thing is she was kind enough to put hyperlinks to a lot of the statements because What I'm telling you, too, almost sounds like I made it up. Years ago, there was a Saturday Night Live about this thing called Shimmer that they said was a fork cleaner and a dessert topping, you know.
Yeah.
And it was great.
I remember that bit, yeah.
Right. Well, that's what Franklin's gene is, you know. It's Alzheimer's. It's Parkinson's. It's a fork cleaner. It's a dessert topping.
It's all in one.
It's all in one. And it sounds like I made it up. And so when Buffy did the article, I had as many footnotes to it to show that I'm just not, like, rambling this stuff off.
All right. Always good to see you here, Joe. Thank
you so
much.
Yeah, hope to see you in another couple years.
Yeah, Joe Henry. Once again, Joe Henry. It is 8:37 at KMED. 99.3 KBXG on The Bill Myers Show.
Ready to upgrade your roof to a durable, sleek metal option? Look no further than Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. With our state-of-the-art snap-lock machines, we bring precision and efficiency right to your doorstep. No need to worry about transporting materials. We come directly to your project property. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com and discover the ease and quality of metal roofing done right. Transform your home with Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Call today to get an estimate tomorrow. 541-941-3736, CCB number 250730.
When it comes right down to it, when we buy things, we want the best products, at the best prices, and the best service. Of course, sellers always try to tell you that they're the best. Hughes Lumber has been selling lumber products for over 40 years in the Rogue Valley. So if you want to really know who has the best lumber deals, just ask a customer of Hughes Lumber. In Medford, on Crater Lake Highway, the customer's favorite choice.
What if your limited inventory had unlimited potential? What if your biggest risk was not taking one? What if you could make every move matter? Bank of America's Business Solutions can help bring your biggest what-ifs within reach. Find out how our digital tools, cutting-edge insights, and trusted expertise can work for your business. What would you like the power to do? Visit bankofamerica.com/banking for business to learn more. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
There is no denying this administration is off to a historic start.
After 1 month in office,
no president comes close to what Donald Trump has achieved over just the last 30 days.
What's next for the president?
Elon called me. He said, you know, they're trying to drive us apart.
I guess we must be over the target of doing something right.
And can the Dems keep up?
People don't understand.
It's almost as if Putin writes his talking points.
Republicans have power to change what Trump is doing if they can find their spines.
So good. Talk about it.
Nothing is off limits.
On News Talk 106.3 KMED.
News Talk 106.3 KMED. You're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
Okay, I've run a little bit long on everything, but that's all right. We got 20 minutes that we can sit around and converse about anything we feel like for the rest of the show. And then Mark Lee Van Camp and Robin's getting you set for Friday, okay? 20 before 9. Hello, Brian. You wanted to make sure to remind people about stuff going on. You go right ahead, okay?
All right, yes. As Holly was saying earlier yesterday, that we have a meeting across the courthouse there at the GOP office, and directly after that, at 12 noon tomorrow, we're having another SB 762 little protest about this fire map. I know it didn't as many people didn't turn out as we'd like up there in Salem. We had several hundred more than that at the fairgrounds a month ago, but we really need to get a lot of people, you know, to come out to this and file the petition and appeal the thing and kill this fire map.
So what time then for being down at the Josephine County Republican Party? What do you say?
12 noon Saturday.
Okay. Now, I just got a text message from Holly and saying, getting a bunch of calls about our meeting tomorrow. Senator Robinson, Representative Yunker, Commissioner Smith, Mayor Scherf will all be there. So,
yeah,
got a lot going on. A lot going on, right?
Yep.
Appreciate the call, and thank you, and may you have a great turnout and good response. Of course, I don't know. I wonder if a lot of people may not be coming because they've already filed their appeal. What do you think? Might that be happening?
Well, and there's a lot of people that are misinformed. They feel that if they didn't get the email from the state, that they aren't required to file an appeal, and that's wrong. We, over at the GOP office, we have all the forms. We have all the information about it. Everybody, I mean, it's like Ron Smith said, if 30,000 people in Josephine County and Jackson County would file the appeal, a legitimate appeal on their email, we could kill this fire map.
All right. Point well taken. By the way, that all starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow, right?
Yes.
All right.
10 to noon.
All right, 10 to noon. Thank you, Brian. Good hearing from you.
All right, bye.
Bye now. 842-770-5633. Anything on your mind? It's fair game next.
Ready to upgrade your roof to a durable, sleek metal option? Look no further than Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. With our state-of-the-art snap-lock machines, we bring precision and efficiency right to your doorstep. No need to worry about transporting materials. We come directly to your project property. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com and discover the ease and quality of metal roofing done right. Transform your home with Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Call today to get an estimate tomorrow. 541-941-3736. CCB number 250730.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer. Always appreciate you listening, no matter the time. Live 6 to 9 weekdays on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KBXG. I'm here for you. But life has a way of getting busy, so if you miss a show and you want to catch up, or you just have a different schedule, well, that's what my podcasts are for. The last 3 months or so of my shows available for free download and sharing on KMED.com or BillMeyerShow.com. Podcasts are sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They're helping keep you current. Find out about their services on ClouserDrilling.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Medford School District Superintendent Brett Champion is resigning. Champion said in an email that a small, loud contingency has continued to shift the focus to adult-centered issues. He says something needs to change, and I'm willing to be that change. He decided the best way to refocus on students is to step aside. Champion's last day is June 30th. Members of the U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, and Labor voted 13-9 Thursday to recommend former Oregon Representative Lori Chavez DeRaymer's confirmation as U.S. Labor Secretary to the full Senate. Chavez DeRaymer is viewed as comparatively pro-labor. A bill sponsored by Ashland Democratic Representative Pam Marsh would establish minimum wildfire prevention standards for electric utilities in exchange for an annual certificate from the Oregon Public Utility Commission. While Marsh claims it would create wildfire prevention standards for utilities, critics and legal experts say it'll give utilities immunity from being held accountable in lawsuits. Bill London, KMED.
Of course, I don't know, maybe in exchange for a campaign donation. I can't help. My mind has to go there, right? I can't help myself. All right, check out Orstar, folks. That's all you got to do. It's 844 at KMED, 99.3 KBXG. Boy, the wildfires, the insurance updates, the insurance increases that have been happening. Yeah, a lot of people, have been hit with this really hard. But there are people to help. And one of the biggest ones here in Southern Oregon is Steve Yancey at Sky Park Insurance. Sky Park, he's an insurance agent who is an independent, works with many, many different companies, and has been tasked by many KMED and KBXG listeners over the years to, Steve, help me. I just had that woman yesterday, Robin, who wrote me yesterday, who was saying that, saved me, was paying almost $2,000 every 6 months and got down to like $400. It was an insane amount of savings going on. And you can get this too. Talk to Steve at 261-5444, 261-5444. Medicare insurance questions, well, you talk to Lynn Barton, who has also joined Sky Park. Another great person. Her number is 499-0958. You can also find out more about them at skyparkins.com. Start saving some money. Put them to work for you. And if you forget their numbers, just email me and I'll send them to you at skyparkins.com.
At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford. NoWiresNow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is celebrating its 20-year anniversary as the Rogue Valley's car, truck, Jeep, and SUV accessory upfit headquarters. Specializing in spray-on bedliners, vehicle undercoating, tonneau covers, and the largest selection of fiberglass, commercial, and metal canopies in the area. Running boards, Nerf bars, bumpers, winches, and LED lighting are also on the menu, along with hitches, decked drawer systems, and bed slides, too. Come see Oregon Truck and Auto Authority today and get your vehicle ready for your next adventure.
If you don't plan on cooking tonight, plan on dining at Freddy's Diner. Friday and Saturday nights, Freddy's features their hickory smoked prime rib. Plus, there's everyday favorites like New York steak, smoked beef brisket, Carolina chicken, pressure fried chicken, hand-dipped beer battered salmon or cod, and more. The menu is designed to please everyone in the family. Easy takeout, too. And stick around on Friday nights for karaoke at 9 p.m. Freddy's is a great place to meet friends or make some. Freddy's Diner in Old Town Eagle Point.
You're hearing the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED. Now Bill wants to hear from you. 541-770-5633. That's 770-KMED.
Delighted you are here. And by the way, I just want to let you know that Jeff ends up emailing me, and there is a brand new wildfire hazard map website to check out, too, for more information. This is undo762.org, undo762.org. More up-to-date information on the appeal process and how landowners can help reverse the impacts of the map, all right? And hopefully get involved enough to the point where you end up vanquishing it and just getting rid of it, all right? Lucretia, I knew you were there, hence you get your theme this morning. How you doing this morning? What's up?
Hey. Good morning. At least we don't have fog. I got two different emails this week. One was about the fact that they've tested now the fog, and it had Dr. Brian Artist in it, and he had his wife, his lady that promotes his books, and all, and himself. He got sick after this fog, and he says they
after sick after what fog?
This dense fog people are seeing, and it's not like a normal fog. It's very thick. It's got very, like, little white particles in the air and all, too. And so some people tested it, and it has the same stuff that they said they sprayed in the 50s on San Francisco that caused many people to get sick and some to die. It's a Shirita Rasha Macetin, I can't pronounce it.
Okay, well, here's your challenge. Now, now I'm supposed to be deathly afraid every time we have fog here in the Rogue Valley?
Yeah, you might be, because they can also spray parasites, he says. And they can be flukes or protozoa or nematodes. That's a fact. They can spray that.
Okay.
And those can make you really sick. And because people had the symptoms, like they had the flu or a cold. But
I got to tell you, these nasty globalists, they find all sorts of ways to hide attacks on here. So you have someone just going and spraying the Rogue Valley, and then the fog kills us. Is that kind of the latest theory?
They used to be able to make fog banks that literally would protect the ships from being seen. I mean, they spray over one.
Well, yeah, it's one thing to put a fog bank around a ship. It's quite another to say you're going to just put a weird fog on everybody and kill us.
Yeah, but if you understand how the atmosphere creates the fog, you can do that, and we know they do it.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Yeah, because I got the same raving me emails, too. Okay, I received copies of that from all sorts of people. I'll hold my opinion on that for a little while, but you know, there's always something to be terrified of. Okay, what's the next thing to be terrified of? Huh?
Knows they're spraying us, Bill.
Mm-hmm. What's the next thing to be terrified about? Then I got to go. Okay.
And if they don't spray anthrax in the fog.
I haven't had anthrax yet, but
okay. Thank you, Evan.
All right. Do you have anything else? Because there was something else you wanted to mention.
Thing is, we're not getting science today. Like Tom Bearden said, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg? You know, you got to have chickens to have eggs. You got to have eggs to make chickens. But he says, basically, we have a situation with our science of today that these people won't look at anything if it's not peer-reviewed.
Okay, fair enough. That's a fair criticism, actually. Thank you, Lucretia. Let me go to Cherry. Hello, Cherry. You wanted to recommend some movies for the weekend. I'll look forward to that. Go ahead.
Oh, boy, get your pen and pencil out. I have watched some movies.
All right. Well, give me your top three, then. How about that?
Okay. I will. 99 Homes with Mike Shannon, Laura Dern, and Andrew Garfield.
Okay.
And it was made in 2014. You can get it on Stars. And it was really good about the homeless crisis in 08. And, you know, it was almost a docu-suspense kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that. And then Elevation with Anthony Mackie. It's a sci-fi thriller, and it was very, very good.
What was the basic take on that? I think I saw that, and I have to agree with you. I loved it.
You have to live above 8,000 feet in order to survive.
Oh, no, I'm mistaken that with something else. So you have to be above 8,000. Well, you know what that is? You have to be above the killer fog that Lucretia was just talking about, right? Above the 8,000-foot elevation, no killer fog. How about that?
Now, the other here, it's a trilogy, and I must admit, I adored it. I hope it doesn't say what I think it says about my character, but it's the series by Ty West. It's horror genre, and the first one is called Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
The sequel is X, not like Twitter, but just X. And the third is Maxine. And those are so good. I can't even tell you. I had to cover for some stuff. But the writing, the music was just incredible.
All right, we will take that. And I don't mean to rush you, except I'm just so short on time, okay? Yeah. But I wanted to get your top three, and I appreciate that. In fact, we got to put a section on my blog just for your movie recommendations, okay?
I love that.
Yeah. Cherry's non-cheesy films, okay? There we go. All right. Thanks, Cherry. 770-5633. If you are on, I will be right with you. If you're on hold, I will definitely get to you, okay? Sorry about that, but we'll be right back. I'll tell you more about it. I want to squeeze you in, okay? All right.
30 years ago, American Industrial Doors specialized in industrial doors for warehouses, shops, barns, airport hangars, and the like. But soon after, they began offering residential garage doors and openers. They thought about changing the name to include residential, but too late now. So if you need to move anything on wheels from inside to out, from a golf cart to an airplane, please remember American Industrial Door is Southern Oregon's premier door company, including residential, with locations in Medford, Grants Pass, and Klamath Falls.
As a business owner, you likely do a lot of driving around town, so turn your business vehicle into an attention-getting rolling billboard. The Wash Buggy Wrap Lab brands and restyles cars, pickups, vans, even big rigs with durable vinyl to present your business logo and info in a professional, contemporary design that's guaranteed to make a bold statement. The Wash Buggy Wrap Lab is your source for paint protection film, window tint, and vinyl wrap for your personal vehicle, too. Get your design suggestion today. Visit washbuggyautospa.com.
Joel here at Butherford and Truck Center, and you know how I spell transparency? I-N-V-O-I-C-E. Invoice, as in how we now post the invoice on every single new Ford every day, while other dealers only show you the suggested retail price and make you negotiate for a discount at Butler Ford, you'll see the posted invoice right away, and we'll talk about a price that's fair to both of us. Let's face it, we're all busy. Let's use transparency, aka invoice, to make the car deal go faster. Come on down to Butler Ford, walk the lot, and see the invoices posted on all the vehicles. That's my F-150 Super Duty Escapes. Yeah, the invoices are posted. Broncos and Rangers, Explorers and Expeditions, even Mustangs and Mach-Es. Invoices posted. It's not just a better way to buy. It's a more friendly and magnanimous experience. And you know how to spell magnanimous?
Yeah, me either.
Come see us at Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes down the freeway in Ashland, off of exit 19, where you already know. We've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, and all invoices posted on our new cars.
I'm Tony Dusty with Dusty's Transmissions, and I'm on KMED.
Before I get back to the calls here, I just want to make sure we get our dad joke in, because we've had serious conversation this morning. We need a palate cleanser. Why is it that people who live in Greece don't like to wake up at dawn? Why is it that people who live in Greece don't like to wake up at dawn? Because dawn's tough on Greece. I don't know. Not everybody will get that, but I like that. And Two Dogs Fabricating on Brian Way off Sage Road in Medford sponsors the dad jokes. If you have a better dad joke, just go to twodogsfab.com and submit that, okay? And Two Dogs Fabrication, Southern Oregon's exclusive North Star dealer. Everything about fabricating trailers, they can really take care of you. TwoDogsFab.com. Let me go to Dave. Hello, Dave. How are you doing this morning? We missed Randy. Randy, get back if you want to squeeze in here quickly, okay?
So, you were talking about the $5 million for bringing people over here that are rich and vetted and all that good stuff.
Yeah, the gold card visa.
Right.
Yeah.
There's another plan where they won't be able to use them to replace American workers, but if they're really shorthanded, they'll be able to bring them over because the employer would have to pay $5,000 for each one they put over here, and they have to pay them the same rate as they pay an American here. So it'll actually cost them more money to import a worker than, you know, where they can't lay anybody off. And just replace them with, you know, foreign workers. I'm not against that plan. Mm-hmm. They expect 1 million to 2 million hires like that. So you're talking about $1 trillion, $2 trillion worth of income coming to the external revenue service, because it would be like a tariff importing employees.
So you're okay with it. Can it go too far, you think, though?
Yeah, it could go too far if they're not vetting the people they're bringing over here.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's going to become permanent where they become citizens, they need to be vetted and they need to surrender whatever citizenship they have over there. I'm not against people, immigration.
Yeah. My only concern is that I don't like the idea of immigration kind of just going just to the highest bidder, so to speak. That's all. I would be very careful with that. That's all I would say. All right. Hey, Dave, I got a roll. Okay. But thanks for the call. And thank you for your emails. The email bill@billmeyershow.com. We'll have some more emails of the day on Monday. And a lot of people saying good things about the conversation about Franklin Henry, and more. We'll share some of that. And you just have a great weekend. Markley Van Camp and Robbins coming up here. And, of course, 99.3, the Jukebox, will be kicking off in just a few.
Garrison's is at the forefront of the latest furniture styles. So to keep our inventory fresh, we open Garrison's out.